الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن حتى إذا أتوا على واد النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سئل أي المسلمين أفضل فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us, the greatest of all favors in the form of Iman. This is that most precious gift, that in the hereafter those who had departed from this world devoid of Iman, and Iman means belief in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final and greatest messenger of Allah Ta'ala, and belief in the Anbiya alayhimus salam together with that who had come before. But after the coming of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imperative in order to gain eternal salvation in the Akhirah from the blazing fire of Jahannam, that a person has to enter the fold of Islam, believe in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final and greatest of Allah's messengers, and adherence to the teachings of the deen of Islam. This is such a precious gift, Iman, that in the Akhirah, those who were deprived of it departed from this world as the wretched unsuccessful ones without this Iman, while languishing in the fire of Jahannam, they would beg and plead that if hypothetically they possessed this entire earth's surface full of the most precious metal, gold, and another earth's surface full of gold, they would be prepared to ransom it off, to give it away, in order to gain salvation from the severe chastisement of the fire of Jahannam. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us that means without any eligibility, deservedness or worthiness from our side. Allah Ta'ala furthermore has made us in the ummah of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah Ta'ala has sent as rahmatul lil alameen, pure mercy personified for all the realms, kingdoms and worlds. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent. One of the major objectives is to manifest complete and perfect lofty character, good akhlaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to demonstrate it in its most perfect state, that you will find in the various attributes and qualities of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, on Jumu'ahs, after the Asr Salah, we read from the Shama'il Tirmidhi the various physical descriptions and the outstanding attributes and the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked the question, and the hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu an, it is found in the Bukhari Sharif, Ayyul Muslimina afdal aw khair, that of all Muslims, who are the best and the most virtuous of all? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very clear-cut criteria, مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ, that person from whom other Muslims, and this is mentioned because this is in a society where they were exclusively Muslims, but would apply generally, provided he does not break any of the laws of Shariat, to non-Muslims as well, and especially in instances, there are times when the displaying of Islamic character, mannerisms and dealings, it is so important in our interaction with non-Muslims. For many of them, it is the only exposure to some form of Islam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person from whom other Muslims are safeguarded from the harm of that person's tongue and hand, that others are completely safe from verbal, from physical, and any other type of abuse, any other type of harm. الدين النصيحة Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful, one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted أُعْطِيتُ جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ, conciseness and that in a few words, there are volumes and volumes of deep wisdom. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the whole of deen can be summarized into one word. It is nasiha. Normally we understand nasiha to mean advice. But deen, nasiha means here, being a well-wisher to one and all that a person interacts with, to have good intentions, good actions, good counsel. Therefore nasiha is called nasiha. A person who is advising us is actually our well-wisher, whether pointing out our faults, whether enhancing us in goodness. That person is a great well-wisher. While having had the honor of studying for some time in Syria, a number of years ago, alhamdulillah, I learnt a beautiful dua from my respected asatida and mashayikh there, where we know normally we will make dua. Some people have a haq, a right in our dua. Our parents, our asatida, our immediate family, wives, children, siblings, our benefactors. And they would specifically make dua that those who have conferred any type of favor upon me, who have taught me one letter of beneficial knowledge of deen, and they would also say, that person who has rectified my weaknesses and faults, understanding that that person is actually a benefactor to us. So they will make dua for those who tender good advice and counsel. So deen is being a well-wisher to one and all whom we coexist with. So the important point that a mu'min, a perfect Muslim, is the one from whom others remain safeguarded from any type of harm, whether physical, whether verbal, whether psychological, any type of harm. A Muslim aspires to be a benefit to others and to refrain from causing any harm in any way whatsoever. And especially, the minimum, if we cannot do good, then the least is restrain ourselves from causing harm in any way whatsoever. That person who is a well-wisher to one's society, that person is extremely special to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions an incident, a story in the life of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam regarding an ant. Allah had blessed as a miracle to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam comprehension of the communication of animals, birds, insects. So as Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam is traveling with his huge army of jinn, of human beings, they come across, Allah Ta'ala depicts the scenario, إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ, they come upon a valley that the commentators have mentioned to be in the lands of Sham, the Levant, Greater Syria. And this was a valley in which there were many, many ant colonies. There are six animals or insects after which entire surahs of the Quran have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow, Al-An'am, livestock, Al-Nahl, the honeybee, Al-Naml, the ant, Al-Ankabut, the spider, Al-Fil, the elephant. And specifically this ant is made mention of for an outstanding characteristic, and that's so the commentators have mentioned that this ant itself was lame, was crippled, but because of this outstanding attribute, it is mentioned in the Quran. Not only that, an entire surah is named the ant. So what happens is this ant perceives the apparent arrival of the huge armies of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. So Allah Ta'ala says, what does ant do? Qalat namlah, Ya ayyuhan naml, O the entire colony of ants. And in the signs, in the creation of Allah, amazing signs of the qudra, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. After all, an entire surah is named after this amazing creature. Wondrous signs of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. An ant colony, amazing intricate workings of the link, that every compartment that is built within the ground has some purpose. There is an amazing link between these chambers. Three important members of the ant colony. The queen ant that lives sometimes in some colonies, some species, even up to 30 years. The worker ants, feminine. And the male drones whose only purpose is to mate with the queen. The queen's purpose is to lay eggs continuously for the continuation. An ant is a well-wisher to the rest of the colony, an amazing coexistence with which they work. The Qudra, the armies of Allah Ta'ala, the creation of Allah Ta'ala, it is mentioned there, they are in excess of 20,000 different species of ants. The largest ant colony ever found, where major colonies coexisted into one super colony that extended 3,000 miles in Argentina. Tabarakallah wa ahsanul khaliqin. An ant does not have lungs. It breathes. It takes in oxygen from the various holes in its body, and carbon dioxide is released from the same. So the Qudra of Allah Ta'ala in His creation, we say Tabarakallah wa ahsanul khaliqin. So this ant, in this worry and concern of the rest of the colony, says, oh, the remainder of the colony, لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ أُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. That immediately enter into your holes in the ground, so that Sulaiman alayhi salam in his huge armies do not mistakenly trample upon you while unawares of your existence because you are so small. Great commentator, a great mujahid, Allama Sabuni rahimahullah, says, يَا لَهَا مِنْ نَمْلَةٍ ذَكِيَّةٍ. What an intelligent little ant this was, that she in one sentence covered many, many different aspects of linguistic expertise. She called out in clear-cut terms, mentioned the impending danger, specified exactly what the danger is, and put forward an excuse for Sulaiman alayhi salam and his armies, that it is your duty of the colony to go into your burrow, into your holes, because they will trample you, not knowing of you, because you are very small. So Allah Ta'ala loved this action as a well-wisher. We learn from here that our deen of Islam is a deen of system. It is a deen of nizam. Our deen teaches us a high level of discipline. The five salahs, a person cannot willy-nilly just perform salah how one wishes. There are times to do it. Each salah can be performed only within its time, with the specific postures, in the correct manner. And what a great opportunity to link ourselves to the masajid, the houses of Allah Ta'ala, for the performance of our salah. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when you see a person frequenting the masajid regularly for the performance of the five salahs, fashhadu lahu bil iman, testify to that person being a sincere and a true. So the point, the emphasis here is, be a well-wisher to all of those around us. And if we cannot do that, the least is to avoid any kind of harm. Now, how sad it is, there are numerous instances, numerous examples of where we can improve in this regard. And mashallah, the majority do give great cognizance, importance to this. There are some people, one cannot imagine that person being harmful to another, not with the tongue, not with the hand. Every utterance is for goodness. It is to raise people, it is to draw people closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. But save ourselves from causing harm to anybody in any way whatsoever. So some examples, we come to the masjid, remind ourselves that the cell phone should be switched off. At all times avoid musical ringtones. It is not correct outside. And even worse, inside the masjid during salah, a musical ringtone goes. What does this say about the sanctity, the hurmah of the house of Allah, the Quran Sharif being recited, the respect to other musallis? Let us avoid coming with foul smells into the masjid. We know the instances where it is sunnah, it is an emphasized sunnah to take a ghusl, a bath. To cite three examples, the day of Jumu'ah, the Salat of Eid, congregating on the day of Arafat for the Hujjaj, sunnah to take a bath. And amongst the many, many great deep wisdoms in the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that even that foul smell does not cause harm to the huge congregation of Muslims who have gotten together. So even that is strongly, strongly discouraged in our salah. One of those whom Allah has given a specific right in the Quran Sharif, in fifth juz of Quran Sharif, Surah An-Nisa, Allah Ta'ala elaborates the rights, firstly of Allah Ta'ala, never ascribe a partner to him, one's parents, the orphan child, the poor, the destitute, neighbors who are relatives, and even neighbors who are not relatives to us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized the rights of neighbors by saying, Jibreel Alayhi Salaam emphasized to me so strongly the rights of neighbors that I thought very, very soon a command will come that neighbors are also part of your inheritors to inherit when you pass away. That did not happen, but emphasis on the rights of neighbors. And one of those, Allah has specifically given a right was sahib bil jamb, the person who is your companion, various beautiful meanings. One's life companion, husband and wife. Wife to husband have rights for which there's answerability to Allah Ta'ala. But a very strong commentary that those who are with us in gatherings of goodness, those who are with us in the masjid, those with us in gatherings of ta'aleem, sitting in a bayan together. So one is within that gathering, do not cause harm. But very important that outside of it, access to it by means of parking. Now here this needs great emphasis. That let us be considerate. There are regulations, there are those who are sacrificing their free time, guiding us where to park, where not to park. And all of this, the objective of it is to make an easy flow in and after salah out of it. So firstly, let us respect, appreciate, value those who are giving their time for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala for this noble cause. And let us inshallah in this regard, try not to ever cause harm to any person in any way. Blocking the driveway, maybe access into the masjid parking. And especially, there may be after salah, a person who may have to leave in an emergency. And even if not that, every person has the right that we park in a way that if that person for whatever reason has to leave, we are not an obstruction, we are not a cause of harm to that person. So in any way, to refrain, similarly, general behavior on the road, let us remember, we are an ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our akhlaq, our character, refraining from behaving with pride, with arrogance, with selfishness. Be humble. A person may need to get into a lane and is stuck. Allow that. We do it for the pleasure of Allah. That is a great form of sadaqah. One of the forms of sadaqah, a great form of sadaqah. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the deeds of my ummah have been shown to me, good and bad. And one of those noble deeds I have found is removing an obstacle, harm, dirt. An obstacle can mean that which can cause physical harm, something that can cause psychological harm, dirt, that looking at it causes repulsiveness. So removing that from the pathway of people brings the reward, a great reward of sadaqah. In fact, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I have seen a person from the previous ummahs, yataqallabu fil jannah. That person is already enjoying himself going to and fro in Jannah for one action in that person's life. And what was that one action that Allah loves so much that it was the turning point, the very means of entry into Jannah? This person was one day walking on the pathway. There was a tree, a thorny branch protruding onto the pathway. So this person removed it, spent those few extra minutes inconveniencing himself, but removing that harmful thorny branch, saying that no Muslim, and as we have said by extension, no person should be harmed by this. Allah loved this action so much that it became the means of entry into Jannah. So removing an obstacle, something that causes any form of harm, it is so beloved to Allah. So how dislikable would it be to Allah Ta'ala that we do anything, maybe park in a manner to obstruct others? How dislikable it is to Allah Ta'ala to cause that harm, that delay, that worry, that anxiety for a person wanting to leave, and we are the means of obstructing. And especially when it driveways of the residents around us, this is something, there may be again an emergency, and even if not, it is a right that person has a free-flow entry. So let us keep these points in mind. These little actions to Allah Ta'ala are extremely beloved. All of these, let us remember this end, Allah praised it in the Quran, because it was a source of causing, of saving the rest of the colony from harm, and harm that would come unintentionally from Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Beautiful hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and every one of us wishes and desires for this, man ahabba an ta'tiyahu maniyatuhu. That person who wishes, man ahabba yuzahzaha anin nar wa yudkhal al jannah. And who of us does not wish and desire this? That person who wishes and desires the ultimate, the pinnacle of success, and what is that? Entry into Jannah and protection from Jahannam. Two things Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says you should do. Let death come to you, that your iman in Allah, in the Akhirah, our aqaid in accordance with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it is solid, it is intact. And number two, let your death come to you in a manner that you do not cause any type of harm to any person. You meet Allah Ta'ala, the rights of Allah have been fulfilled, the rights of people have been fulfilled. We do not carry with us the burden of having caused some form or the other harm, financial abuse, usurping, eating the rights of other people, physical, any form of abuse towards others, extremely dislikable to Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq inshallah to take to heart what has been said. and we do these actions for the pleasure, if we have to desire to sit in front in the masjid, come as early as possible, greatly noble to come as early as possible for Salatul Jumu'ah. If we do come late and there is no parking available, park at the nearest point where it is okay to park. Those steps we will take. For every step there is great, great reward from Allahu Azza wa Jal. Allahu Azza wa Jal give me all of us tawfiq inshaAllah ta'ala to be a benefit to those around us, to refrain from causing any type of harm to any person in any manner whatsoever. And when we are advised in this regard, humility is beloved to Allahu Azza wa Jal. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So again, a humble appeal, inshallah, this opportunity, this noble opportunity of contributing to the house of Allah, to madrasa, whatever good emanates from it, inshallah, we will have a full share. One of the great forms of sadaqah jariyah is contributing towards the house of Allah, that long after we have departed from this dunya, whatever benefit continues to accrue from that spending for the house of Allah will come to a person when one is most desperately in need of it. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah. Just in conclusion, one hadith came to mind, I forgot to mention. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that save yourselves from two things that causes curses upon you. Save yourself from two things that causes curses upon you. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, what does this mean? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that avoid urinating, defecating in the pathway of people and under fruit trees. It may be that a person is walking on the pathway, we have left that impurity there, or a person is traveling, needs to take a rest under a tree, and that impurity soils the clothing or the shoes, that will naturally lead to a person cursing another. So similarly, avoid anything that causes harm, distress, that a person may utter words against us, that is a cause of harm to us, because of harm that we have caused to that person.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على أعظم نعمة أتاحنا بها وهي نعمة الإيمان والإسلام وأن جعلنا في أمة حبيبه المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن الذي هو يكون ناصحا لكل من حوله لذلك قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة وقال عز وجل إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله تعالى عنه أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Filling the gaps between shoulders, stand as close as possible so that the heels are in a straight line. One of the means of unity in the Ummah is to stand as close as possible in Salah, leaving no gaps between ourselves. So ensure that the safs are straightened, there are gaps in the saf in front of us. Let's inshallah make that movement forward that shows enthusiasm, love to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Still some gaps at the last of within the main chamber of the masjid. Let us fill in those, inshallah. In any gap that is in front of us, let us fill in that.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا، اعتدلوا، تقاربوا، تراصوا. Stand as close as possible, friend, the casual inshallah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you.